Do you remember Rich Dad, Poor Dad and the author Robert Kiyosaki? He said something that I'm sure won't come as a surprise to you, but as we turn the corner into the Christmas season, can we just remember something together?
Welcome.
Hello, world. This is Roger Corville, and this is for the Hope's Always Be Ready segment, where we supplement our daily Bible read-through with a short exploration of an idea that leads to us thinking more strategically, if not biblically, and living more effectively as Sunday morning touches down on Monday morning. Now, today is Cyber Monday, and I don't personally care if you purchased something or not. I don't even think Jesus does either. But there is a bigger issue at hand. We're in for tough times ahead, and the Bible does have something to say about that. Worldly pundits are plentiful, and those we should listen to are probably few. And honestly, Robert Kiyosaki's mega-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, doesn't make him an economist, it just makes him a killer author. But with those caveats out of the way, he just recently opined that he thinks that we're in the biggest economic bubble in the history of the world. Now, my friends, that is a big claim. Now, I don't entirely agree, or rather, in one sense, I think there's a nuance, right? It would be the biggest bubble in the same way that we have the biggest population the world has ever seen. But still, here's something that does make sense to me. The efficiency of economies has been finely tuned over decades, like a motor and systems of an elite automobile. But the world is rapidly going out of whack, one system at a time. Supply chain issues, market manipulation, truths about the government weaponizing law enforcement agencies, and college debt at record levels, and on, right? Continued use of economic worldviews that are known empirically to be bad for human flourishing. And on and on. And you know, ultimately, what is all that built on? What is eroding quickly? Perhaps what is eroding even quickly enough to pop a very large economic bubble? Trust. I think that's the magic word. The deeper issue is a war of worldviews, and the question is, who do you trust? If you want to trust something, of course, I'm going to suggest we trust the creator of the cosmos. As Paul writes to Timothy, and I just read this tonight, which made me think of you. He wrote, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. If we have food and clothing, we will be content with these." That's a tall order, my friends, but my question, who do you trust? I mean, really. I would love to tell you that I'm where I want to be with contentment. Yeah, I'm better than I've ever been, but not where I want to be, and I'm guessing you're somewhere along that line, too. But, my friends, if the economy tanks, and the question isn't if, I think it's just how much. If some new law passes making it illegal to preach a biblical view of marriage, if your job decides you're not needed and you really know that it's because you hold fast to the Word of God, or whatever it might be, are you ready? Who do you trust? And I mean, really. Robert Kiyosaki might be right about the economy, but I might argue that both Rich Dad and Poor Dad, even if they have different smarts about money, have the same eternal problem, and so do we all. Thank God for Jesus, right? I love you, my friends. Amen. Amen.